Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Stillsmith. This week's message is entitled Strong and Courageous. Friends, both as individuals, as families, and as a church, we all go through seasons, good seasons, tough seasons, incredibly tough seasons, seasons where we feel near to God, seasons where sometimes we even feel abandoned by Him, and just occasionally, truly incredible seasons of abundance and blessing. In all seasons, and yet particularly in the tough ones, we need encouragement as to why and how to be strong and courageous. Joshua 1:1-9 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I'll give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Friends, the context of this passage is clearly stated in the first verse. After the death of Moses, Joshua is given the charge by God to lead the Israelites into a new land. Joshua is installed as a new leader of the people. God gives Joshua some great promises in these verses. And the first is, the land I'm about to give them, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. God says he will give them the land. You see, friends, you can only give something to someone if it's yours to give in the first place. There's an implicit truth in these words that the land and all land everywhere in the time of Joshua and also today is God's to start with. So we as his people should be claiming and living as great custodians of his land. Amen. The second promise, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Why? Because it said so in verse 5. I'll be with you. I'm going to never leave you or forsake you. This is an awesome promise. The whole reason that I've had the privilege of working with the gangs as a privileged white man is because of this promise. No one has been able to stand against me all the days so far of my life. And then there's the third promise. You will be prosperous and successful. But this, however, has a command attached to it. The first command, God tells Joshua that to see his promise come to pass, he must keep the book of law always on his lips and meditate on it day and night. And he's not only to speak about it and think about it, he is to be careful to do everything written in it. He's to both spend time with God and be obedient to what God wants him to do. If he walks closely with God and trusts him to lead the way, he will lead the Israelites into this new land successfully and the people will prosper. So if we only keep the words and meditations of the Bible in our hearts and on our lips day and night, we will possess the land the Lord has laid before us. And we will prosper and see the kingdom of heaven established here on earth. And then there's the second command, be strong and courageous. These aren't empty words from God to Joshua. He's been promised new land for his people, that he won't be forsaken by God, but he will always be with them. And that God will make Joshua and the Israelites successful in all they'll do, and they'll prosper as a nation. But God knows that when we as humans are faced with a big challenge, we often look at the size of the task at hand, particularly when it seems impossible on a human level. God, however, is always true to his word and he never fails us, even when it's difficult. So he tells Joshua, not once, twice, but three times, be strong and courageous. And he's gracious enough to give us his command three times. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Every time I read this passage, I'm struck by the irony of this. Friends, do you think that if you heard the physical voice of God that you need to hear it a second, let alone a third time, before you simply said, yes, Lord? I think not. But that shows God's grace. So friends, that's a great place to wrap up this week with the encouragement in all we do, and particularly that which we do for God. Let us be strong and courageous. Let's be very courageous. Let's not be afraid, not be discouraged, for the Lord our God will be with us wherever we go. Amen.